Hello, everybody. Lord Baldrith here with Asclepius and Echoes from the Caverns podcast, dated 7/25/2014.
Yeah, good. Thanks. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Big week this week.
Another lovely release week, so we get to play the game again. PvP.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, have you done any PvP in the game?
I have. I went out to Brave Coast, full of trepidation, and thought, well, okay, at least I'll have a look at what's happening. And I actually enjoyed it. So I might have to eat my words, because it was a lot of fun. I went out there the first night I got on, and I just assembled a really, really quick basic deck, and I stood around watching for a little while. And first thing I know, Darkstar came up and started attacking me.
Of all people, huh?
Of all people. So at least I have the honor of being assaulted by the executive producer.
That's right. Did he beat you or did you get him?
No, I think he worked out pretty quickly that I didn't have any idea what I was doing. So he let me run away, which is it was very big of him.
That was big of him.
Yes.
He's been practicing all week. And
he has. But I came back the next day after reading a few tutes and looking at some videos and reassembled a deck, got into some leather armor instead of the plate. I think the plate's going to have problems.
Yeah.
Because there's so many slugs in your deck. So I got into that. I got a bit more magic, a few fireballs and lightning and stuff. And yes, I died quite a bit. But I managed to persuade a few other people to die as well.
Oh, well, hey, that's what it takes. Got to persuade them to, huh?
That's right. So it was actually good fun. So somebody who said they would never do PvP, well, looks like I'm eating my words.
That's right. Well, it's always something, especially now, it's a good time to try it out because you don't lose anything and armor is not getting stolen from you now.
No, but there's no penalties and you get up in 45 seconds. You don't, as you said, there's no looting. So It's a great time to try it out. So anybody who's thinking of giving it a go, they definitely should.
Yeah, that's right. Even I'll probably give it a go soon. I tried to give it a go last night, but it was a little late, so everyone had already gone to bed.
Sure. But
definitely this weekend. I'll go in there and get killed myself.
Yeah, as long as it's not completely one-sided, it's a lot of fun.
Right. Yeah, and the longer we get to practice, you know, the more we can learn how to build our decks right and what spells work the best for what.
Well, that's it. That's for sure. And in connection with that, there was a little bit of news from the forum this week. Smack put up links to a couple of interviews that Richard Garriott's done and people have made reviews. One little item about a review from MMORPG. Talking about the combat system, the card system, their mantra, their belief seems to be things should be easy to get into and hard to master. And I think never a truer word was spoken.
Wow.
Because
that's awesome.
Oh, look, when you look at this card system, the skill trees, everything like that, it's so easy to build a deck. You just go in and click, 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 and away you go. You've got a deck and it works.
Yep.
To get the perfect deck that really suits you, your armor, your skills, your play style. Oh, that's going to take time.
That's right. Just with any game, you do have to learn how to play.
Yes. And to get something that'll keep you alive for more than half an hour, that's going to take time too.
Right. That's right. And it's probably going to change. You know, they're going to add things and then you're going to have to learn more, which is good.
That's right. Yes. It will keep evolving.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah,
Once we get in game, we'll start getting experience, and then we'll actually have to physically learn all of the skills that we kind of get handed to us right now. So,
well, that's right. And that'll be fascinating to know what we start with.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got 80 points to start now. Yeah. What's going to happen on day one?
I doubt we'll get 80.
That's right. Yes.
In a lot of games, you get zero. So
I know. Yeah.
You have to go out there and just start hitting with your bare hands.
Oh, yeah, that's scary.
Just start with rabbits and, you know, maybe some spears.
That's right. Yep. Yeah.
collecting fur and some meat and
work from there. Yes, but at least I can still kill spiders and elves occasionally.
Oh, yeah. I noticed the elves were a lot easier this release. I'm taking them down pretty fast. I even fought two at a time and survived, which is...
Oh, well done, sir. Yes.
But the satyr guys, those ones are a little more challenging.
They're tough. They're really tough, yeah. Yeah.
They take your mana away from you, that's for sure.
Because you're playing as pretty much a pure mage, aren't you?
Yeah, I stick to magery right now. I've done some playing around with pole arms and some sword play, but I like playing a mage. It's just how I've played for so many years.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
It's good fun.
No, it is.
I'm enjoying the magic side of it. I don't think I'd enjoy so much just being a pure fighter.
Right. Yeah, it's nice to mix and match a little bit if you can, if there's room to do it.
Mm.
So far there is, but we'll see how that shapes up in the final game.
We sure will.
Yeah.
That's right. Yep. Okay, so what's in the news this week?
Well, update number 83 this week. They're talking about starting PvP time for release 8.
Yep.
And there was also Mad Hermit's video guides for release 8 combat.
Yeah.
And I just watched the first one, which was awesome. And Mad Hermit, every time I watch one of his videos, I learn something new.
His videos are really, really good.
Yes. I
recommend them to everybody.
Awesome. Yeah. Every video he does is just so informative. Well done. He's just really good with video, getting the scenes right and all the fade ins. It's just awesome how he does videos.
Yep. Yeah, he's got a lot of talent and prepared to put the time in to help people.
Plus, he's good at PvP if you watch him in that video. Wow. He's really good.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And
what else do we have on the updates there?
The Shardfall Ruins.
Oh, yeah.
That's an awesome picture, that is.
It is. I haven't actually been. I wonder if they've got that in-game now. I haven't been in there yet.
Yeah.
That might be one of the PvP zones.
It might be.
Yeah, well, look at Steven. It's one of the pictures he drew.
It'd be lovely to find that.
Oh, yeah. I'll have to go do a little more searching.
That's right.
What, Star Long shows off release 8 with MMORPG?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, now that's a longish video, but I think that's going to be well worth watching.
Oh, always. Always learn something new in videos.
That's for sure. Yep. And then the statues of the Titans there.
Oh, yeah.
That's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, those are neat, too. Did they say those are coming in release 9, right?
Yes.
Yeah, those are neat. Wonder what those are going to do.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll be part of the lore of the game somehow, and that's really good.
Yeah, that's cool. We're starting to learn some background of the game.
We are, yes.
Been secretive on that, so that's great.
Yep.
And, it looks like there's a neat video that's called Never Always Read the Comments.
That was such a lot of fun.
It really was. That was a funny video. They do read out some of the more negative posts and give us a sampling as to that they do read everything.
They do, and good on them. That is absolutely brilliant that they take the time and trouble to read everything, even the most negative garbage that people write in. But they read it.
And sometimes they probably say, well, maybe we should look at that,
Yes.
I might get some actual beneficial feedback out of a negative post.
That's right, yeah. Because, Star himself said a while back, in the last Hangout, I think, he said they want the feedback, they need it. Not just the devoted, sycophantic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You got something to say, if it's negative, say it.
That's right.
And they want to know what we think.
That's right. They don't want a bunch of yes men. That doesn't help them, does it?
No, it doesn't. No.
No. They're already happy with what they're doing, but they need other perspectives.
And look at all the people who campaigned for the overworld map to be changed.
Yeah, we're set on their map, and then, wow.
That's right. I think we're going to get a really good map out of it.
It's beautiful so far, and it's not even done.
That's right. Yeah, it's going to get even better.
They're going to add the moving battles and the moving, scenes that's or whatever right. they're going to do for us. That'll be great.
That's right. And all the people who are campaigning for PvP,
mm-hmm.
Now it's in, and I think I may have to take my hat off to them.
That's right. I will, because it's not only great for them to be able to have the PvP in, now it's going to help with the combat system too.
It is. Oh, yes. Yep.
They can get the balance in, which
because
is important.
Because even with the little bit that I did, you can very quickly see what works and what doesn't.
Yeah.
And if something's not working, well, you just run away, scoot up the hill, rearrange your deck, come down, give it another go.
That's right. And eventually, you'll be successful, right?
Yes. Well, let's hope.
We know.
Or you die a bit less often.
Well, yeah, less dying, that's success.
That's right. Yes, yeah, there's a lot of blood and guts strewn around New Britannia this weekend.
Oh, yeah, I'd say they're going to have to do a lot of cleaning up.
Yeah, that's right. And it's probably an indication as to how popular and successful it is. I did manage to find myself a house, but I've done no decoration at all yet.
Yeah, it's hard to find time to decorate in this release, that's for sure.
Oh, it is. There's so much else to do. And I believe there's a new scene, which I haven't even discovered yet.
I haven't either. I've been spending all the last few days picking cotton, you know, so I make some cloth armor for myself.
But wow.
It takes a lot of cloth to make armor.
Bet it does.
It does.
And where do you find the cotton?
Well, the cotton, the best cotton source I've seen is in the Forest One scene.
Okay.
With all the spiders. There's cotton along those.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Little cotton bushes. They've got the white, and it's just a little shrub with white on it.
I remember seeing them now, yes. Okay, so that's your source.
They've got it really easy to switch from a battle to harvesting, too. It's getting easier. The interface is getting a lot better. I've noticed that.
I think that the interface and everything is getting better with every release.
Every release, they're fine-tuning. And I also noticed something that was really exciting. When you loot a body, the inventory, the body interface closes, which is something they asked for, and I was happy to see that put in.
Yes.
Rather than have to click the X every time, that was kind of a challenge, you know, when
you're right.
Or somebody's attacking you the minute you get done, you know.
That's good. Yeah, we've got a lot of new things like spiders' legs and spiders' eyes and poison sacks. I don't know what those are good for.
I was wondering if maybe for some poison effects on arrows or something like that.
That could be.
Spider stuff usually makes poison.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And spider silk.
Spider silk.
That could be for some kind of potion.
Yeah, potions or spells maybe.
Yes, yes.
Remember, spider silk was a reagent in Ultima.
Yes.
Yeah. It actually made the poison spell, if I remember right.
Yeah. Oh, and just a little segue here. Things being useful and usable. There was another interview that Smack referred to this week. Yahoo Games spoke to Richard Garriott at E3, so it's going back a little bit. But I found it incredibly interesting because his mantra, what he believes, is if something's in a game, it should be usable. And I know this is something close to your heart and close to mine as well.
Yes.
As you said, it's no use putting a chest in there unless you can open it.
That's right.
People are going to want to use things. They're going to want to be able to interact with things. Otherwise, it's not going to feel real. It'll feel fake.
Right.
And there's going to be a lot of animated discussions going on with the development team. I don't know how much of all of this will make it into the final game, but it'll be fascinating to see.
Yes.
He used the illustration of going back to Ultima 5. So it's been ever since then or before.
Uh-huh.
Their technology, the graphic ability became good enough so that they could make some little furniture and a piano to put in Lord British's house. And I thought, well, you've got a piano. It's no good unless you can play it.
Yeah.
And now that you can play it, what are we going to do with it? Well, let's make it part of the quest. So you had to go to the piano, use the number keys on your keyboard to tap out the first line of stones. That opened the secret door behind the fireplace so you could get the sandalwood box and take it to Lord British.
Yep, hence the secret passage, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And this is the cruel irony of our liege lord and the way his mind works. If you didn't get the sandalwood box, you could still go down to the lowest depths of the lowest dungeon and you could still get to where Lord British was through a one-way door, but you couldn't get out.
Uh-oh.
And you were stuck there for all time.
That's pretty mean, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And that was before the days of online hints and all those things.
That's right. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So when you're playing one of the Ultimas, pay attention.
That's for sure. Those were pretty challenging games, I remember, at the time. And I was a pretty young guy those days.
Oh, that's right. Yes. They're brilliantly written and brilliantly done. I think there's going to be a lot of that in Shroud.
Yeah. Lord British is the best for creating interactive games and games that require you to use your brain.
For sure. That's
awesome.
Right. Yes. And there are often multiple ways to solve a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to just do the one way.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's like there's different ways to win a fight.
Huh? Yes. That's right. He was also talking about food in this interview, which is fascinating. It'll be interesting to see how much of that comes in. Because, as you're probably aware, in a conventional game, food is there. You can eat it or not. It might make a lot of difference, or it might help you heal a bit faster. But no, the plan is to break food down into its elements. Fat, carbohydrates, and proteins. Now, proteins are good for muscle building. So bodybuilders and fighters might be more interested in eating protein. Carbohydrates, good for brain food and mana and getting your mana back. So a mage would look at eating more carbohydrate.
Mm-hmm.
And fat is a concentrated source of energy, so if you're going to run from one end of the map to another or take part in a long fight, you need a lot of energy. There you go.
How about fish? Did they say fish is brain food?
Didn't say fish specifically, but it's high in protein.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe you can put a little breadcrumb coating on it.
That's it. But we've got cooking stations in the game already.
Yeah.
So I think there will be recipes which could be as complex as all the other crafting recipes we have.
Yeah, I hope they are complex.
And a whole subspecialty opens up. People want to be chefs.
Yeah.
And the economy, the little virtual world, just booms along.
Yeah, I love that too.
That'd be awesome. Moving back to the news.
Yeah, you know, there's a great thread on the forums right now called Giving Away a Patron Level Pledge. By Darium.
Yes.
And he's given away a $200 pledge. It's really generous. And if you read through the pages of the post, you'll notice there's a lot of people in there that it's their first post.
I saw that. That is amazing. That is awesome. And big applause to Darium for doing that.
Yeah. It's such an awesome idea and very generous too. I was beside myself when I saw it. I was like, wow, this is the most awesome thing I've seen somebody do. This is just really cool.
It is. And, as you said, it's generating a lot of interest, bringing a lot of people out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
And that's, it's great for the game.
Uh-huh. So. Yeah, we definitely need to make sure the game is well noticed.
Yes.
We want to have more support, more backers. More people to support our stretch goals, all those things.
That's right. So, as you said, Lord Baldrith, anybody who's interested in that, just go to the forum, find that thread. All you have to do is write a reply, a comment of anything.
Just a comment.
And you're in the draw.
Yeah. I could read it for you here. It says, again, if you're interested in a crafting merchant-focused guild, check out my post in the guild's forum. And, of course, we will also slay stuff in PvP. And they're starting off with a Baron pledge for a guild house and purchasing a player-owned town for a guild town. And then it says, want three more chances to win soda stuff for free? Help me bug test and give me suggestions on my soft-launched guild forums. And he said, P.S. Ha, I accidentally said Richard has always been a fan of mine when I meant it the other way around. Forgive me. And then I think Dark Doom made a nice little picture of him saying that throughout the thread. It was pretty funny.
That was good.
Awesome, awesome thread.
Look, if you do things like that, I think Richard would be a fan of yours.
Oh, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, anything that's helping the game and making people, you know, happy. That's great stuff.
It is absolutely great stuff.
Yeah.
All right. And further down the update, there's a Lord Marshal drinking horn.
Yeah. Look at that.
Which looks pretty cool.
Isn't it beautiful? What do you think that does? Is it just for putting beer in, or?
I'd imagine so. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Put it on the table there.
Yeah. When guests come around and you sit down at the table, you drink a toast from that.
Yeah.
Love the drinking effects they've got in the game now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did you see they've also added underground player towns?
They have, yes.
fate. Isn't that cool? And that comes from...
comes from Killing Joke.
Killing Joke,
from
yeah.
the slums fame.
From the slums that we were talking about last week.
That's right, yes. Yeah. So if I've got this correct, the slums is going to be a fairly respectable town above ground.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go below ground, it will be the violent, conflict-ridden place that they were talking about.
Right. It'd be like a little sewer entrance or something.
That's right, yes.
How's that going to work? Do you have to buy two towns to get both levels, or does it all come with one?
A really good question.
Yeah, I was just wondering that. I couldn't tell.
Yeah.
And can you set the top for PvE and the bottom for PvP, or?
Fair question. Probably you can, yes.
That would make it seem more safe, I guess, if you set it for PvE.
Yes. And I guess the bottom level of the town would be in a different instance.
Mm-hmm.
So... Yeah. Really, you've got no restrictions there.
Right.
It's just like going to another area.
Yeah, like another map, huh?
That's right. Yeah. And so you enter, as you say, there might be a sewer grate, there might be something like that. It'll be fascinating to see how they do it.
Yeah, I really am going to visit that little town. I think that's a really awesome idea.
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, yeah. I just want to see it. Even if I get killed walking in there, it's just going to be kind of neat to see. I'll walk around as a ghost to explore if I have to.
Yeah, it's definitely on my to-do list.
For sure.
Oh,
maybe I'll take you there as my bodyguard.
Yes. Okay. I hope I can be a good bodyguard.
Well, you've had more practice than me anyway.
Fair enough. Well, the two of us together might scare a few people off.
Oh, yeah. Maybe by then we'll be a little tougher. We'll have more weapons to work with.
That's right. Yes.
My little mage doesn't look very good swinging a big axe.
Great. And getting towards the end of the news, again, the Alienware $20 pledge upgrade coupon.
Yeah. Greater than to keep that open for so long, isn't it?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That looks like that's all the updates.
I believe it is.
I didn't see any. I guess we're done with the stretch goals now, aren't we? I didn't see anything else.
Yeah. Yeah, they've got quite a few stretch goals.
Yeah.
And they seem to be sort of growing.
They're growing each week. They get a little more.
Yeah, I think they'll take a little while, but they'll get there.
Yeah, they'll get there eventually.
I'd love to have a horse to ride.
Me too.
I'd love to be able to ride my boat around.
Yep, a little pack horse for your carrying your core around. Yep.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, yep. Definitely used pack horses in Ultima Online.
Oh, I loved them.
Yeah.
They were really fun.
Yeah.
That's the only game I can think of where I ever had a pack horse. I thought it was really awesome.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. You can carry so much because, I mean, sooner or later, they're going to introduce weight restrictions.
Oh, it's
going
to kill us, isn't it?
You won't be able to carry half the world in your backpack.
No. One crafting table at a time, taking it home. Oh.
That's right.
If you're lucky, those things probably weigh a ton.
They probably do. That's right.
Yes. It's like carrying a big cabinet.
Yes.
And it'd be kind of funny if your little guy had it on his back, you know.
Oh, wouldn't that look awesome?
It would.
Okay, well, I think we've pretty much done the news for the week.
Yeah.
So we'd better go back and do some serious PvP.
That's right. We've got a lot of deck playing with and PvPing to do.
That's right.
Let me just take us out with some info here. The awesome background music you're hearing is by Stephen J. Goldman, called Shroud of the Overture Part 1. Also want to thank Sir Style Tickle for the technical work on the newscast, and also that brings up the brand new logo he's created for us, which is beautiful.
Many thanks, Sir Style, for that. That is awesome.
It's an awesome picture. You'll see it on the website when we post the podcast. And also thanks to Amber Rain for broadcasting the news on avatarsradio.com. And this is Lord Baldrith.
And Asclepius.
With Echoes from the Caverns.